Monica. Good to have you with us tonight. The state of France's public finances, believe it or not, it's just gotten even worse. The country's new prime minister is trying to get the next year's budget through a fractured parliament.
Parliament indeed, Sharon. Well, Sébastien Lecornu has been holding meetings with political leaders, labour unions and business groups, but has yet to come up with a draft spending bill that needs to go before parliament by October the 7th. But fixing France's finances is becoming even more difficult. New data out today shows the country's debt has continued to rise in the second quarter of this year to €3,416 billion, increasing by nearly 71 billion euros just in the past 3 months. This despite increased tax revenue. As a percentage of GDP, it's risen to 115.6%. That's a level not seen since the COVID-19 crisis, when debt rose to nearly 118% of GDP. After the pandemic, it declined steadily until 2023, but has picked up sharply over the past 2 years.
Meanwhile, more bad news for commuters here in France. The threat of strike action hanging over us yet again. Labour unions calling for a fresh day of nationwide protests. But further down the line, Yuka, travellers may have something to look forward to when it comes to train travel.
Yeah, well, state-owned rail operator SNCF is getting an upgrade to some of its services with a new ultra-premium class called Optimum, set to be introduced in January. It will offer more perks than existing first-class services, like access to executive lounges and an in-seat food service. SNCF is now facing international competition on its network and is looking to shore up its offerings. Luc Trego and our colleagues at France Télévisions have this report.
Pulling into a platform near you next year, it's SNCF's new first class, or rather a cut above the existing service. With Optimum, passengers get extra options, like easier ticket exchanges, reserved seats, and on the Paris-Lyon line, in-seat dining better than anything that's gone before.
We took inspiration from other travel companies that meet premium standards, as well as the expectations of our most demanding customers.
It's all down to new competition on the SNCF network. From this summer, Italy's Trenitalia has been allowed to run services on French lines, and Spanish operator Renfe has been making inroads too, with SNCF looking at competition on a third of its lines, mainly the most popular routes, by 2030. And that sparked an incentive to improve services, particularly after Trenitalia hit the ground running with its own offer.
We started executive class from the beginning of our activity in France. It's kind of a good thing that competition has stimulated innovation in services from the long-time operator.
The SNCF opened up its network to foreign competition in 2020 under a process known as open access, part of European Union rail reform. But it's lagged behind Italy, where competition has already lowered prices and customers have pointed out other areas for improvement.
They should focus on getting their trains in on time, because you still got a lot of delays.
Optimum will cost €20 above the standard first-class fare and is expected to pull in business travellers looking for a higher level of comfort.
Meanwhile, in the US, people who feel they've been tricked into joining Amazon Prime, they may be able to get their money back.
Well, the e-commerce giant has reached agreement with the Federal Trade Commission to pay $2.5 billion to settle a lawsuit filed by the regulator. In the trial, the FTC alleged that Amazon had misled millions of users into signing up for its Prime subscription and made it difficult to cancel. Under the settlement, Amazon will have to pay $1 billion in penalty and provide $1.5 billion in refunds to an estimated 35 million customers impacted by unwanted Prime enrollment. The company will not admit to wrongdoing as part of the deal, but will be required to make it easier to cancel subscriptions. This is what the FTC had to say in a statement.
Amazon documents discovered in the lead-up to trial showed that Amazon executives and employees knowingly discussed these unlawful enrollment and cancellation issues, with comments like "subscription driving is a bit of a shady world" and "leading consumers to unwanted unscriptions is an unspoken cancer."
Finally, for now, Yuka, one of the world's largest game shows has kicked off in Tokyo.
Well, the trade fair opened to professionals on Thursday before the general public can try out the next generation video games at the weekend. Now, in its 29th year, the show has become more international, with nearly half of the exhibitors coming from overseas this year. More than 1,100 companies and organizations are showcasing their latest gear, including a Chinese manufacturer that's displaying gloves for virtual reality games. A Tokyo-based startup is showing a headset that analyzes brain waves. When the waves become stable, a capsule comes out of a machine. Another one offers users to move things on screen by just gazing at them. The global gaming industry has grown to about $210 billion. That's up 50% from 5 years ago. And that's it from the business desk.
Thanks so much for all of that, Yuka.